Welcome back to Nachyomi. We're up to Perek Aleph, chapter 1 of Sefer Melachim Aleph. So we open up the Sefer by learning that David is old and that he struggles to feel warm in his old age. The famous idea that since he cut Shlomo HaMelech's clothes when he was sitting behind him in the cave all those years prior, then that's the reason why he doesn't receive warmth from the clothes so many decades later. And the Navi tells us that they find a young virgin woman who is able to lay with him to make him warm, and or at least they were looking for one, and they end up finding a woman by the name of Avishag Hashunamis, and we are told that she's incredibly beautiful and she becomes his attendant. It is worthwhile to note that we are explicitly told that they do not have an intimate relationship with one another. And Adonia, simultaneously, he went around saying, listen, my father is dying, so who's going to be king next? It must be me that's going to be king next. So he started prepping for becoming king. He took chariots, he took horses, and the Navi makes a point of saying that David never scolded him. He never sort of shut him down. And it made a lot of sense. He was logically the one who was born after Avshalom. He was very good looking, and so perhaps it would make some sense that he would be the king. And amazingly, also, some of the people of David supported him. Yoav supported him. The Kohen Evyatar both supported Adonia, but there were those who didn't support him as well. The Kohen Sadok ben Yahu ben Yehoyada, the Navi Nasan and Shimi and Rei, who were soldiers of David, they all did not support him. And Adonia, he has this really big feast in which he's sort of celebrating becoming king. And simultaneously, Nasan tells Bathsheba, Shlomo's mother, to confront David about everything going on, because evidently David had promised to Bathsheba that Shlomo would become king, and now Adoniah is claiming the kingship for himself. So Nasan says that if you go to David, I'll step in right after you and I'll confirm everything that you say, everything that you said while you were speaking with David. And they go before David, and he hears what Adoniah is doing, and understandably, he's disturbed by all of this, and he says that he's going to make Shlomo the king today. And David goes ahead and tells Sadok and Nasan to anoint Shlomo as king and to sound the shofar and shout, long live Shlomo HaMelech, and bring him up to sit on my throne. And when the people who were at Adonia's self-made coronation celebration party, they heard what was going on outside. They saw there was this whole big commencement of people going, marching with the new king, Shlomo HaMelech. And so they all scattered and ran away, because it's not good to be found at a rebel's party. And so Adonia, he runs to grab the horns of the Mizbeach, and he demands to hear a promise from Shlomo that he is definitely not going to kill him. Shlomo says that as long as he gets in line with the kingship and he respects his leadership, then all will be well. And Adonia is then taken down from the Mizbeach and bows before Shlomo. And we're led to believe that things will be okay between them. But unfortunately, as we will see, things do not end so wonderfully between Shlomo and Adonia. But with that, we come to the conclusion of the first parak of Sefer Melachim. And God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Beis. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.